Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Today, we're reviewing... Well, one of us is reviewing Renfield. HBO Max is dropping the HBO... Penguin waddles into production, and Harry Potter returns this week on Breaking Geek Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, the premier flagship and international podcast of LMR Online and the Genreverse Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brandon Jones, and this week we've got three geeks in the studio today, plus our producer, Kyle. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Yo. I was all ready to go this week, ready to Renfield it up. Feeling a little bit sick in the stomach. I was thinking it could go away. And literally, I was sitting on the couch, felt a little something rumbling, went to the bathroom,
okay,
did not leave for 30 minutes.
We're fine. Yeah. We're all fine.
Yeah, did you have a rumbling in your tumbly there?
About your bowel movements.
I had a rumbling in my tumbly. Oh, bother.
You know what's funny? So this is going to sound really gross. I'm going to take us on a quick tangent real quick. You remember the meme where Leonardo DiCaprio from Django was like, like that there was somebody put that face on someone sitting in a bathroom stall. And they said that that's the face that they make when someone walks into the bathroom and they gag and then leave.
What?
So I'm trying to imagine.
The face?
The Leonardo DiCaprio face where he's like, like that face. He's like sitting on the toilet taking a shit, like doing something criminal in the bathroom stall. Right. Where just like gags and cannot stand to be in there. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's talk about Renfield. So,
that's a good idea.
Renfield is a film that just came out. It stars the Knicks. Oh, we're missing Nick. God damn it. This would be a perfect episode to have Nick on. God damn it, Nick. It stars the Knicks, Nicholas Hoult and Nick Cage. It is directed by Christopher McKay, who directed The Tomorrow War, as well as Danny. Lego Batman was right there for you. I know how much you love Lego.
Why? Oh, I was like, why are you pointing to Danny? I didn't realize that he had a special connection with Lego Batman.
Lego. I mean, Lego. It's just.
I mean, you know Lego. What? Yeah.
Renfield. Well, the torture.
If they called it the Legos Batman movie. What would you
focus,
want to do if they did that,
focus.
Danny? Sorry.
I am focused. He's the one doing a tangent.
Sorry.
Renfield, the tortured aide of his narcissistic boss, Dracula, is forced to procure his master's prey and do his every bidding. Every bidding? Sorry, that's just me.
Some of the bidding.
After centuries of servitude, he's ready to see if there's life outside of the shadow of the Prince of Darkness. This film also stars Awkwafina. It currently has a 63% from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes and an 80% from the audience score. So it'll be fun to see where I fell. I guess it was just me.
It was just you. Yeah.
It was just me.
Quite a bummer, because I was really looking forward to this. This is one of those few movies. I feel like most of the movies recently, Kirsten had no desire to see. But she loves Nicolas Cage and she loves Nicholas Hoult and she loves the psychology aspect they seem to be bringing into this and didn't get to see it. So,
you know, I think we're all a little Kristen sometimes. Kirsten. We're all a little Kirsten sometimes. That was me. I wasn't particularly excited to see this film. I saw the first trailer. Meh. And it's weird. I feel like with Dungeons and Dragons and this, these are the last two films that I saw where the trailers just didn't do anything for me. And I walked out like, that was pretty good. I am shocked. shocked to tell you all that this film is a solid B plus, if not slightly higher. Yeah, I really enjoyed this movie. They leaned into the gore. They leaned into the comedy. It is very much in the vein of horror comedies that you would think of, like Evil Dead or Cabin in the Woods or Scary Movie or Drag Me to Hell. So like, think about all of those things that you've seen over time. And I guess the reason why I stuck with Evil Dead first, because there's a lot of practical stuff. There are moments where you see Nicolas Cage in various forms of Dracula that are very much like, yep, I've seen that before. But it works in this film. And the relationship that he has with Nicholas Holt is a lot of fun to watch. It is incredibly campy, but it is done in a very fun way. I don't want to spoil it for you guys. I actually want you to see it and kind of enjoy it. I think comedy generally is hard. I think horror comedy is even harder, right? Because you've got to balance like two genres here, like a genre and then a subgenre of a thing together, and it's hard. And I think that this movie did a pretty good job of bringing the two together. I'm probably shouldn't compare the two, but I do think that I enjoy this a little bit more than The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. This came in at like a svelte 90 minutes, and it was about exactly where it needed to be. You also have, in addition to Awkwafina in the supporting cast, you had Ben Schwartz, who was pretty great, super over the top in the role. I didn't see him coming.
What? Him?
Well, I didn't see him. Like, again, I saw one trailer, and I barely remember him. If he was in the first trailer, I do not remember it.
I don't remember him in any of the trailers, to be honest.
Me either.
Yeah. Yeah,
as soon as you said his name, I'm like, shit, that dude's in it?
He is in it. I barely remember that. There are some flashbacks that are in this film I think you guys are going to really enjoy. I think it's a fun film. I think you guys should check it out, absolutely. Without going too much into spoilers, there isn't too much more that I could say, though. So do you want me to spoil anything from it?
Yeah, that's a shame, because I wasn't sure if I was really going to be up for watching this or not. I'm desperate to watch loads of films at the moment because, as we know, I'm struggling to see anything. Because
you're all pent up.
Ramadan. I'm all pent up. I've got a load of films released next week, but now you've given it a solid B plus. I kind of don't want you to tell me anything about it, so I actually am actually going to go into it completely blind. However, we have a show. We live in a society that has this show, and therefore you need to say something, Jonesy. Gather your thoughts. I agree. Tell me something, but don't tell me everything.
So you want spoilers, right?
Well, I mean, don't just throw out spoilers. Go ahead if the spoilers inform your opinion, then obviously share them, basically, on that level. We don't want you to just go like, you know, he was a ghost the whole time or anything. For no reason.
He was dead the whole time.
I was gonna say, I see dead people.
Oh shit.
I think it is a good premise for a film. I like when they take side characters and kind of flesh out who they are and flesh out their psychology a little bit. But with this movie, you also got to see Ben Schwartz and see a little bit of who he was as a character. And you also got to see Shuri Agdashlo, who is in this. And I really enjoyed her. Like, if you've seen The Expanse, she's in that. She was also the voice of one of the prominent characters in Mass Effect. And so you get more than just the two main characters. You get to see, like, this whole dynamic. And it's fun to see what the inciting event for this film, and then get to see like what Dracula's ultimate plan is. And like I said, the dynamic between the two Nicks, I think, is what really sells this movie for me initially. Like, seeing Nicolas Cage just fucking chew scenery as Dracula is so much fun. If you think about like his role in Face Off, It's more akin to like that level of over the top, like where he's making the face, like the Caster Troy kind of just over the topness, which I really love. And there's even a fun face-off Easter egg related to Caster Troy, which won't spoil. See if you can see it. It's very obvious, but keep an eye out for that. So it's just a lot of fun. It is fun watching Nicolas Cage just go full Nick. And it doesn't overstay its welcome, which I think is generally hard, right? Like I have to imagine that at some point, like maybe there's a director, or there's a script out there where you let an actor just go full tilt and it's just like too much, reel it back in. And I would love to see, like, did they ever have to do that? Like, you know, where was the line with this role? But as a viewer, I never got tired of seeing him on screen, like be just this incredibly over the top version of Dracula. And for me, that was probably the most fun about the movie. I think you guys will enjoy it.
Cool. Do you think this is the start, or could it be the start of a Renfield universe? Could it be Renfield helping out werewolves? Renfield helping out his mummy?
So this is just me. This is my personal preference. I am franchised out. I am perfectly okay with this being a one-off. If this does incredibly well and they choose to make more, I wouldn't be upset.
Sure.
But I'm not begging for a sequel. I'm not begging for a franchise or a connected universe, you know, a DCU, Dracula Cinematic Universe, or RCU, Renfield Cinematic Universe. I think this is a perfectly contained film, which, again, as we get movie after movie after movie, where we know that's what's going to happen. Like, we know if Dungeons and Dragons does well, we're getting another one. We know that if Mario does well, we're getting another one of those. So just, we're probably going to get another John Wick. So it is nice if this What?
At least one
sarcastic.
More.
Sarcastic. Go ahead. I'm just trying to contribute anything to this one. Conversation. Apparently it's just sarcasm.
It is nice that this can just be a standalone film. But if it's not,
that's kind of what I was probing for, without you giving away spoilers, because I like the idea of having these films that we can just enjoy self-contained and say that's happy, that's the thing, and then move on past it without having to think there's going to be a series or another movie, etc. But I didn't want you to have to spoil anything with that, so we'll leave it at that. I'm glad that it's a good film. I will definitely add it to the many films I've got to watch next week. That's five now, five in one weekend that I will sit through, and it will be on the
list. On your list.
It was the maybe, now it's a definite.
What's on your list, Danny? I have to know. What haven't you seen that
we've got? Dungeons & Dragons, John Wick 4, Super Mario Brothers, the new one from Guy Ritchie, which I've just forgotten. The Citadel. No, I can't remember what it's called now. And now,
yeah, it's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So that's the five, and they're all dumped next weekend. When Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is when they're all coming out. So that next weekend, well, I'll be eating popcorn, a shit ton of it.
Oh, but you got a catheter too.
Between the movies.
He's like, I just imagine him sitting there. He's like, just feed me the movies. I'm not moving. I'm here the whole time.
I'll have the controller. Skip to the next one. Next one, play now.
Jammer, you got anything?
Are you still watching, Danny? Are you still alive, Danny? Yes, keep watching.
It's like Netflix pops up. You're still watching. You see your face, you're like, yes.
Jammer, any questions about Renfield before we move on to the news?
So I'm glad it didn't overstay its welcome, because my concern is, it kind of like Cocaine Bear, it seemed like a concept that would be funny on paper in concept, but we get old really quickly. So it doesn't, is what you're saying.
It does not, no.
Cool. That's great. That's all I want to know. Because that's my big concern going into it. I'm like, well, this is going to be fun for 5 minutes and then get really old. So it's happy to hear that's not the case.
Yeah, I think one of the things that helps me, at least in a film like this, is that there are rules. And so they do a good job of setting up lore and rules like this is this, this is this, this is this. And you're like, okay, cool. And it's like within the first 5 to 10 minutes, like you understand, you know, where Dracula's powers come from, where Renfield's powers come from, like what makes them stronger, what makes them weaker. And that kind of helps as you move throughout the film. Like you can see them setting up things that are going to happen later in the film or in the RCU, where, you know, it's fun and interesting. So yeah, that worked for me. You just ready to move on to some news? Let's talk about some new stuff.
Have we got news?
Let's take it to the max.
We do. Oh, look at this guy transitioning like a pro. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Well, he's had lots of time sitting on the toilet to think about this stuff, hasn't he?
It's true. This is literally what I was thinking of.
See your wretches last
night, the entire night.
So we have got some news. It is mostly related to HBO and HBO Max. So Warner Brothers Discovery, we have covered their merger extensively. Zaslav, the man himself, recently came out and said, hey, we're tired of this Discovery Plus and HBO Max thing. It's just going to be called Max, right? Took a page out of the Zuck's book. I don't even know if that's the real Zuck book. That's just... It is what it is from The Social Network, and I enjoy that.
It's a Sean Parker, the Sean Parker book.
Yeah, The Social Network, the movie, though.
No, but you said Zuck book. It's not his book. It's Sean Parker's book. He made the suggestion. It wasn't Mark Zuckerberg. Yes. Come on. Actually, I don't even know if that really happened. That probably didn't really happen.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it really happened. Who knows? But
yeah.
Zaslav says that this channel, it's the one to watch. And he's referring to the tagline from the news service. He said, because we have so many of the world's iconic and globally recognized franchises. Zaslav probably doesn't talk like that. He said, it's our superpower, which I find fascinating, right? Because he's pitching it as though they are a network for superhero shows, but they've canceled Titans. They've canceled Doom Patrol. They shit on Young Justice, and then they fucking canceled it. So the only superhero show that I'm tracking, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, is Penguin, and that's not even a superhero show. That is their Godfather, Soprano. I'm jumping ahead in the news here, but like,
yeah, you are. Yeah,
sorry. I'm reading what he said, and I'm like, Zaslav, you're full shit.
He's not hinting at all. He's just saying their superpower are all the brands that they've accumulated over the course of their run. He just said it's our superpower. Nothing about superheroes. Come on, author,
that's foreshadowing.
You're reading into it. No, well, you're not reading into it.
If the,
no, it's not foreshadowing studio, if there are no superheroes to share.
But it's the studio that owns DC.
So what? You can't own a superhero brand and use the word superpower at all ever unless it's alluding to something, which it doesn't.
The way it's written, so there goes on that CNN, theory. And depending on who you are, CNN is a propaganda network. It's a period. It's our superpower. I don't know, man.
That's hinting that it is their strength as a brand, as a network, which is funny. Well, I had problems with it for another reason. It's like, we have some of the world's iconic and globally recognized franchises. It's our superpower. So we're going to cut the HBO branding that comes with it. It's just weird to me. I mean, obviously there's Discovery Plus, but I don't know what Discovery Plus has. I don't know, MILF Island or something. I don't know what kind of shows they have running on that. You know, streaming service.
You were quick to throw out that MILF Island, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what they got. 30 Rock. I don't know what they got. They got MILFs, though. Jesus, Jammer.
That was from 30 Rock. Come on.
Nope.
Get my deep cut references.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
You know what's funny? As you're talking about, I did go and Google, like, hey, what are the most watched shows on Discovery? And it wouldn't give me the most watch. It kept trying to tell me these are the best ones. So we've got stuff like House Hunters. You know, these are folks who are sitting there looking for homes, home buyers, prospective home buyers, Where We Call Home. This is a show about, I don't even know. It's people, families living in old churches, abandoned schoolhouses, and car dealerships. It's a far cry from MILFs.
This is what they canceled Batgirl for, ladies and gents.
That's right. And it's another one, right? It's our superpower, really. Canceled.
I mean,
guys,
no
guys,
shit, Kyle. It's
games.
Called a joke.
Guys, I am Shauna Ray. This is a 22-year-old girl who stands the average height of an 8-year-old girl. She is 3 feet 10 inches. So, Zaslav, their superpower. Just gonna stare into the camera till one of you justifies this fucking anything. I don't know. None of this makes sense to me.
I don't think the use of that word has anything to do with superheroes, but you certainly haven't sold me on making sure I stream Max, whatever this thing's going to be called.
It's HBO Max is already an excellent service, and it's just getting more stuff. It just has a worse name. Let's call it what it is. It's just
you said it's excellent. What do you find excellent about it?
About HBO Max?
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of great, what have I been watching on that? Well, let's see here. That's a good question. Now I don't know.
I watched Last of Us was pretty good. Christine really liked House of Dragon. I'm not a big fan of the Game of Thrones stuff. So not that it was bad, just not my bad.
Not your cup of tea.
Exactly. So there's that.
Harley Quinn.
We do watch quite a bit of the Cartoon Network and Adult Swim stuff on there, like Gumball and frickin' Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. Bird Girl was trash, though.
Peacemaker.
Bird Girl came out.
Bird Girl
came out
years ago.
Sexist motherfucker.
Oh, years ago.
Yeah, it was just it was not. I would have loved for it to have been good, but it wasn't. Anyways, the one positive I think with this combination is that when it comes to Discovery's catalog, it's nothing like Warner Brothers, HBO, that side of it. It is the Cooking Channel. It is Food Network. It is Discovery.
HBO Max has Selena and Chef.
It's
the best cooking
that's
channel.
Entertainment again, not the like infotainment stuff that you get on those types of channels, which I do consume. If you guys remember, I had a very, very real first world problem I complained about in this age of streaming, which was the time it takes to back out of one app to go into another. So I, for one, am happy to ditch my Discovery Plus subscription and just enjoy the new.
I can't believe you're paying for
Max
that. All right.
Subscription.
But I mean, as far as other things that HBO has had, The Last of Us, House of the Dragon. And I know Succession is big. I haven't watched it. Big Little Lies.
This is the last season for Succession.
So what? It's still on right now.
So
you're saying there's nothing. So you're saying there's nothing out there that has you interested for HBO Max.
This is just me
or
talking generally.
Max.
So this is just me talking generally. I'll say this. So one, Succession is going away. Two, if Zaslav continues to do the thing that he has been doing, at some point he's going to remove it from the service. So that matters. I will jump ahead a little bit, and because I am being slightly facetious. Kyle's right. They've got Last of Us. They've got House of Dragon. They've got an upcoming Harry Potter series. They've got Penguin.
Peacemaker.
I want to know where the
Warrior
season 3 is. I really enjoy Warrior, so I want more of that.
What's Warrior? Raised
by Wolves got canceled.
Canceled. It did, didn't it? I suppose. Yeah.
Canceled. Super expensive.
Because I
got
bored after the first couple episodes.
The first, you got to stick with it. It's one of those, stick with it a couple. And it's funny, those of you who know Pistol Pete, he and I actually did a podcast about the show. Got to talk to the creator about the show. Had a good time talking about the show. And it just sucks that people aren't going to get to see what happens. I do think that it was going somewhere. It just took too long to get there.
Well, that's what they needed to do, was made those first two or three episodes a little bit more catchy grabby rather than
Lilu Dallas multipass.
It was I feel like Raised by Wolves is the epitome of what I don't like about modern TV, where it's just like, it's just long. Just let it be long. Just who cares about pacing? Let's just make it linger. And that's one of those things where I'm like, okay, I'm bored. Like, you can't have long stretches of nothing followed by a big punchy thing and expect me just to stick around.
Yep.
Can't disagree with that.
Anyways, Max.
The name does nothing for me. I don't care about Discovery generally.
I don't either. But I mean, So here's how it's going to change. So ad supported here is at $9.99. Max ad free is $15.99, which is the current subscription that I have to HBO Max. So no difference there. A new $19.99 per month includes 100 offline downloads, concurrent streams, and 4K UHD resolution. So that's what you can expect from the service in addition to the merging of
Discovery
and HBO.
Yeah,
Max.
Danny dropped
Yeah,
off.
You lost Danny.
Danny dropped. 1 second.
Just going to keep vamping until he popped up.
That's what I was going to do, too.
Have to. Well, I guess that's my super ugly camera. That's fine. I'm just that up. All right, you guys are good. Carry on.
Yeah, I think that there's potential. I think at least from an efficiency standpoint, they'll be able to stick everything in one service, and good for them. There are folks who are interested in a lot of the stuff. Like my wife watches quite a few things on Discovery Plus. So for her, it'll be nice that all of these things will exist in one service. So that's great. I find myself watching it. Yeah, save a little bit of money. I find that I watch these things, I watch HBO less and less, so I'm going to get less out of the service. But there are some things coming out soon that might get me back in just when I think I'm out.
Like what?
One second. Can I offer some quick free advice to people?
What's up?
Everyone, including you guys, when it comes to this, to the pricing and the tiers that they've got here, if you are not able to look at a screen on YouTube, watch a YouTube video, and tell the difference between the 1080p feed and the 4K feed, don't get the ultimate plan unless you absolutely need four concurrent streams. That be the main reason why, right, is with compression and your internet equipment and your internet service provider's service between bitrate compression, bandwidth, and all of that, you're never going to get a true 4K stream, and you're never going to get great sounding audio, because that's the first place you trim fat, because audio differences are harder to perceive for humans than visual. So they'll cut quality. It's Dolby, but it's like a shitty bit rate, right? So if you absolutely cannot, you're not me, where you can see gradation issues and you can see artifact issues and all of that in the difference, don't pay for it unless you absolutely must have those four. I wish that mid-tier offered three concurrent streams, because then it's like, you know, the parents, child A and child B, all have their own thing going on, but whatever, that's average. But there's some advice. I suggest the same thing for Netflix and all of that. Like, if you cannot tell, like you honestly cannot tell, then don't spend the money on 4K streaming. Yeah. You're not getting it.
Yeah, there's also, it's also a data hog too. Like, it'll eat up a lot of your data if you don't have an unlimited plan. It's going to eat that up really quick. Also, yeah, if you don't have, like, if you aren't like us and just can't see like the difference between those things easily, or you don't have like a 60 plus in screen, you're really not gonna probably tell the difference unless you're really into that stuff. It's just not worth the money.
Okay,
so stick with your $15.99 plan.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
What you got next up?
You're welcome. So, in addition to Max, we also got some Max programming details that's coming up in the future. One of which is The Penguin, which is the series spinoff from The Batman, which launched last year. And I think pretty much everyone agrees that The Penguin was a positive aspect of a pretty solid movie. And we kind of want to see what else Colin Farrell can bring to this waddling gangster. And was it just me, or did he waddle a lot more here than he did in the movie? He did, right?
Well, yeah.
This is a sequel. Yeah. So it makes sense.
Is it a sequel? Okay.
Yeah, so this is a post The Batman series that is going to run for 8 episodes. So we're going to get to see what the Penguin does and the power vacuum that's created in the absence of his former boss.
Oh.
Falcone.
Wow, I had a dream about this. Literally, Falcone? So I had a dream where someone says something and then someone's like, "Oh, it affected Falcone." And I was like, "Interesting." And I was apparently living in a Batman world in my dreams. So I have no idea what the context was.
You're other Batman.
Than there was a giant truck passing me by. It was weird. I didn't even remember that dream until right now. But anyway, so we got an in-production teaser, which was a mix of, you know, trailer type stuff with, you know, getting behind the scenes look. Jonesy, I know you've been pretty bullish on the Bat. What are your thoughts on this first look at Penguin? Does it get you more amped for what's to come next year?
Does it get me more amped for what's coming next year? No, I was already excited to see what Colin Farrell was going to do with the character. And this didn't really do anything for me. There was no context for what I was seeing. It was just him back in the fat suit. So great. It did make me curious about what we're going to get in terms of other villains, right? If there's a power vacuum that's been created, we know that there's a transition from traditional gangsters to like the supervillains of the Batman world, his proper rogues gallery. So are we going to get hints of those other characters? Like, who are we going to get? And there's a part of me that's not frustrated, apprehensive about the idea that because we know that there's another The Batman film coming out, are they going to be conservative about that and not give us proper reveals or not proper characters? And I hate that idea that this exists in a much slower production timeline versus the film.
That's my concern. Was the? I mean, I'm not exactly excited about it, but my worry is that they can't give too much away, can't lead too many of these new rogues galleries at these new characters, because there will be many people for what some of the reasons we were just discussing with the whole transition to Max that won't have a clue, won't have watched this, and would just be watching the Batman sequel, whatever it's going to be called. And I'd hate to think that so much is relying on, oh, well, if you didn't watch The Penguin, then you're not going to understand this. I don't think they'll do that. They'll want you to go into the Batman sequel thinking it comes immediately after the first film. So my worry is that this series is going to have a whole lot of nothing in that respect. I mean, it might well be good as a one focus on The Penguin, but I don't think it's going to have much else to think about. Another reason why I'm not that fussed about it, I kind of like these things to be linked. So that's my concern, is that they won't delve too much into the rogues gallery so that it doesn't affect the sequel to the movie.
Well, what if, I mean, the big positive, the I guess a counterpoint to that, is because it's from Matt Reeves, he knows what he's going to do for the sequel. And maybe he knows what he's going to do for the last one. So he knows what he can work with and what he can actually affect in the series in a meaningful way. So that's the positive. He doesn't have to necessarily save it if he knows what he's going to be using. So that could be a positive.
Sure.
He could end up doing those things and make them matter because of that. So alternative, maybe.
Is there going to be a third? Is there a third Batman film then? Is that kind of, are you just
not confirmed, but not confirmed,
third
but
or
sure
second.
It is.
Well, I know there's a second, but
right.
Jammer was
he's asking, is it going to be a trilogy?
Yeah.
Probably.
Nothing concrete, but these things come
probably.
In
yeah.
Yeah.
Unless John.
Like, I would be surprised if there wasn't, unless the second one completely bombs. You know, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't do a third.
Yeah. I did. And to circle back to your initial question about excitement, one of the things I did find interesting is that the logos, even though it did track with the Batman, something about it struck me as a little bit more Sopranos-y and a little bit more Godfather-y. And I so I got Godfather, those vibes. Godfather. Yeah. So not just from the just the content of what I was seeing, but something about the way they were doing the logos made me think of that. And so from the perspective of if they're just hyper-focused on Oz and his rise to power and becoming the Penguin, I could be okay with that as well. It's just hard. And I think the warning in the back of my mind is I didn't care for the Joker. Not the Joker that we got in the Batman, but the Joaquin Phoenix version of the Joker. And so if this feels more like that, I think I'll be disappointed. And I guess the other question I would pitch to you guys,
it doesn't look at all like the Joker.
Meaning a world that doesn't mention or doesn't reference Batman. And so that's the question I was about to pitch to you guys. Yep. Jammer, to your point, given that this is something that we know is coming from Matt Reeves, do you think that we will see Pattinson? And this is for both of you guys.
Am I wrong? Has it actually been confirmed? I think it was mentioned or at least heavily hinted at that he would. Okay, it's rumored currently that he would appear. I would be surprised if he does not appear in a season of The Penguin.
I would think he's more going to be his Bruce Wayne persona, maybe not so much Bat.
Sure. I would be surprised if Pattinson did not show up. Whether or not he shows up as Batman or Bruce Wayne, that's another thing. But I lied. I would be surprised if Batman doesn't show up.
Okay. All right.
I think we'll have
Bruce. I got nothing else.
I think Bruce should be.
All right. Well, The Penguin wasn't the only thing that Max had to show off. We discussed this a couple weeks back, or was it last week? I don't know anymore. But
I think it was last week.
The illustrious is coming back in brand new form. And you know, Jonesy, you're tilting your head. That's my mumbling.
Oh no, I understood. I was just
you understood. Okay, Harry Potter. Harry. So, okay, Danny, we need. So I'm supposed to say Harry? Is that how I'm supposed to say it? Harry?
You always go Harry. It's Harry Potter.
Well, because that's the American way to say it. Harry. Harry. Well, Harry sounds Harry. Weird. Harry, yeah.
Yeah, Harry. Yeah.
Harry.
Listen.
It's not Harry.
Yes. That's a, no. That's how we say it.
Have you not watched an American movie before? This is not a joke. That's how you say it.
They're
Harry Potter. I wasn't making a joke about it.
Harry.
They're not, yeah.
Harry.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Harrys.
Just like I am. Harry. It's same damn thing. Harry.
Jones is not Harry.
I am not.
It's true.
He can say Harry.
That's a rule. You have to be Harry in order to say Harry. Okay, so Harry Potter. I can't do it. Harry Potter is coming back, and he's coming back to Max in what they're calling a decade-long television series for Max, which the second I heard that announcement, I was like, ooh, Jonesy's going to hate this, because Jonesy hates it when you don't prove yourself first in a season or two before you start making big announcements.
No, I don't agree with that. That's different, though. This is different. I can tell you why it's different.
Go, why?
Yeah, you go ahead and continue. I can tell you why it's different, though, unless you want me to go. You go. Who
okay.
go? You go.
So the reveal. I go. Oh, my God. The reveal comes. You know, shows the backdrop of Hogwarts, which looks pretty much exactly the same, has the same John Williams music, and has the same Harry Potter logo, much to the chagrin of one Nicholas Dahl, who's like, you can't use the same logo, and you can't use the same music, to which I would reply, you're a fool if you don't use those two things. A, the Harry Potter branding is super strong. B, the branding of the music is super strong, and people are going to want that. Yep. Honestly, one of the main reasons why it was hard for me to get through Lord of the Rings is because it didn't have the Lord of the Rings music. I want Lord of the Rings music. Give me that Lord of the Rings music. I want to feel that nostalgia, and like it's a part of the same world.
It's hard to get through the Lord of the Rings because it was missing the music?
Let me try this again. There are other reasons why, but I wish it had the music. It would have made the experience better.
I don't understand. It was hard for you to get through Lord of the Rings without the Lord of the Rings music? What are you talking about?
The Lord of the Rings TV series.
Oh, the Rings of Power. Say the thing.
The Rings of Power.
I had no idea what the fuck you were talking about. Listen, we already talked about the fact that most people didn't finish the show. You have to like remind me of the show that it even existed.
I Rings of Power. Assume that you were smart enough to pick up through context, but apparently not.
Just, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Just wait until we have to differentiate between Lord of the Rings TV series and Lord of the Rings movies.
And, we won't have to because Lord of the
Rings Rings of Power, because the Lord of the Rings Rings of Power will be different than the Lord of the Rings TV series.
It's like, what are you talking
about? You know, in, maybe in a decade.
Oh, you didn't know?
When they're actually chronicling the same events. They're chronicling the same events and they're just completely different.
In the reboot. No, funny. I was just saying, what are you talking about? Like my brain just would not.
Yeah. One of the reasons why the Rings of Power, very good production value, very beautiful show, but did not have the Lord of the Rings iconic soundtrack. And I think it would have helped at least me immerse myself a little bit better in the world. It wouldn't have saved it, but it would have helped.
Did you finish it?
No, but I want to go back. Like I want to,
you should.
I will, but,
it's fine.
It was funny because it was one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to start House of the Dragon until I watch Lord of the Rings. I never finished Lord of the Rings. So I got to get back to Lord of the Rings because I don't want like two fan, like, you know, dragon-ish fantasy series going on.
I watch them at the same time.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, once again, I'm stupid. So we'll move on from that. But Harry Potter. Focus. Harry Potter is what we're talking about here.
Get back to Potter.
Harry Potter is coming out to 10-season show. Wait, so actually you didn't finish your point, Jonesy, about the 10-season thing.
No, because you decided you were going to go ahead and go.
Whatever. Go ahead and do your thing. So 10 All seasons, right. So my thing why is, don't you like that?
The reason why it doesn't bother me is because generally when people say that, it is a property where they're like, hey, we're going to make X number of seasons of a thing, or we're going to make X number of movies before I even know what the property is. This is different because we already have 7 books that they are going to be basing these off of. And we know based on this announcement that these are going to be seasons that are more faithful to the books. So it doesn't bother me that the show is 10 years because I know that within that 10 years, at least a substantial part of that plan is going to be fleshing out that world from the books. And so I don't know if one season is going to be a book, but I know that it will be at least some significant portion of a book or an entire book and then bleed over into the next season, which will also cover a book. So from that perspective, it bothers me less. No, I know that. And so it bothers me less. And this is a proven property too, right? So usually when we talk about that, it's a couple of things. It is... they're rebooting it because it either didn't do well or something like that, or the end of it was regarded less than favorably. And what's the plan? So here we've got both things. And we already know that this series it refuses to die. And I'm not saying that it has any reason to, but just looking at the reception of the legacy of Hogwarts, people are just still rabid for this series. And so if you tell them that they're going to make a show that is more faithful to the books than the films that people already loved, it's going to do one, it's going to do just fine. And two, I'm not bothered by it.
I think it's funny. So many people I follow are going like, why bother? Why are you doing this? It doesn't matter. I'm like, are you kidding me? I've been wanting this from day one, personally. And B, I mean, I know there's probably a lot of ill will towards it because of J.K. Rowling and her, you know, situation. But like at the same time, some people are going like, oh, we don't need this. It's like we have movies. The movies are they stand up. There's nothing about them that's like feels old at this time. Bada, 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 bada. But yeah, I think this adds a lot. So just to read here, Zaslav's comments, my wife and I, we read the Harry Potter books to each of our 3 kids. It's really moving. For 10 consecutive years, people will see Harry Potter on HBO. I mean, it's really something. So another big takeaway here in today's modern landscape of TV, generally speaking, you have probably a season of like Game of Thrones type TV every year and a half to 2 years, as opposed to every year. This is going to be yearly. So they're going to have to hit the ground running fast. And as to your point earlier, 10 consecutive years, meaning each season probably doesn't seem like it's going to line up with a book necessarily. I think they even said that it would, the rumor was that it would, but this one seems to indicate it isn't, because as you mentioned, it's going to bleed over for each season and going to fill 10 years. So that's interesting. But the world of Harry Potter is so rich. Pottermore has so much canon in it. They have a lot of room for them to sort of breathe and do other sorts of things within the main plot of the story, especially in those early books, which aren't, you know, very long. But, you know, those last three books or four books are long enough to carry full seasons anyway. So I don't think there's a problem there. But Danny, as the resident Brit here, what are your thoughts on this series that is coming from Max? Are you excited, and is it necessary?
Is it necessary? Well, I don't know if anything's necessary in that sense, but I certainly am excited about it. And it is something that can be done and give something fresh and new. And when I say fresh and new, I just mean there's so much content that was not included in the films for obvious reasons that we can now watch this series and see something new. Unless I go back and read all the books again, which I doubt I'm going to do, this will be like watching a whole new show. Obviously, there'll be things that I'll remember and I'll recognize, etc. But there'll be so many moments I'm hoping for that will be, oh, yes, I remember that. And that was from the books, and this from that was the other. So I think there's plenty for everybody, for whether it's hardcore fans that have seen the movies so many times and still watch them occasionally, to people coming new to the franchise. I think this is fantastic. So I do hope they get it right. Knowing that it's all going to be filmed in relatively the same place and stuff, I think from a production point of view, they're going to have plenty of time to get Hogwarts right, even if they go back and use exactly the same sets and stuff that have already been used. And then that can just be used the entire time for 10 years. So although from a production value, it seems like a lot of work, I think once they've got it started, it'll all be reused and reused and reused. Right. So I don't think it'll be too much of a challenge, you know, costumes and all that kind of stuff. So I am actually excited about it. This is one of the few things on the new HBO Max. I wonder if it will still be called Max in 10 years. There is no question.
That's a good question.
I'm looking forward to it.
So what's funny, none of us have talked about what I think is probably the next most important thing, if not the most important thing about this, is the casting.
I was just going to say that was going to be the fun part coming up, is who they're going to cast, and all the stories and the hype is going to be casting has started and here's some potentials and all that kind of stuff. I think it's great.
Let me tell you something. Is it?
What?
Because here's what's going to happen.
Go on.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to cast someone in a different race or a different gender, and people are going to lose their fucking minds. So... Yep. Think about Hermione in The Cursed Child, right? Cast as African-American female. People lost their minds.
African-American? They're... I don't know. Black. Was she American?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Black female. This is a British production. Whoops. My bad. Listen, I live all over the world.
I just can't see, but Kyle is losing his shit on camera. Like, you can't see this.
So, yeah. Black female, and people lost their shit. And so I think there will be more of that, because one of the biggest criticisms that series received is that. And so there will be some changing of those characters, and I think people are going to be upset. And we know that J.K. Rowling, while not a showrunner, will be a producer. And so that's going to have an impact.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, it's funny because even with the people who are supportive of diversity in the stories, they're also the ones like, J.K. Rowling, shut up. You didn't write that character as black, even though you claim that it totally fits. Like, there's almost a thing where you didn't go far enough, so we're going to complain about it anyway, as opposed to just, we don't like the fact that they're now black. Like those types of things. So it's like, I feel like it's going to get hit on both sides by both parties when and if that happens.
Yeah.
When that happens.
Yeah. For me, some of the best castings, I'm less concerned about who the children are going to be than I am like, who's going to be Dumbledore? Who's going to be Voldemort? Those are the kinds of castings that I'm really curious about, looking forward to, because those are characters to me that just filled filled the room even when they weren't there, right? Like the reverence that characters had for him or the fear that characters had of them. And so if it'll be interesting if those castings don't work for me, will the way that people treat them even when they're not on screen work for me? I'm excited. I'm more excited about this than I am the Penguin, just because I feel like there's just so many possibilities.
Do you think they'll go? I hope they don't, by the way, just throwing this out there. Do you think they'll go to any kind of fan casting and have some of the original cast, not necessarily the main cast, but come back as teachers?
Oh,
I hope not.
Teachers. I hope not.
I mean, probably, but I hope not. But I mean, if it fits, it fits.
I think they will.
You guys all just take a moment to realize how old you're going to be when this finishes, though. Because it's not going to hit TV for another year or two at least.
Be nearing 50. Nearing 50.
I'll be 50.
If this
takes 2 years,
I'll be old enough to
ground,
be Dumbledore.
Yes.
Maybe they should cast me as Dumbledore now.
I mean, here's my question as well.
This is the fan casting. Danny's gonna be Dumbledore.
So let's see here. Here's my thing that I want, and I know it's not gonna happen. I want them to cast 30-year-olds as 30-year-olds-ish. So the thing that bothered me about the movies, I mentioned this last week.
Yeah, you did talk about this.
You have Lupin, who's 30 in the books, is played by a 45-year-old. Get a 30-year-old, Jesus Christ, or a 30-something-year-old.
So that only bothered me when I saw him with Tonks.
It bothers me when you think
that was the only
50.
Thing that was weird.
Yeah, and they're 50 years old. No, yeah, 50. They're 50 years old, and they're oh, your parents when they died, when they were 20, 10 years ago, and I was 40. It's just okay, calm down. This doesn't work. If you ever think about Harry Potter's parents, is they were 20 when they died, which means they're 21, which means that they were that young when they had a kid, and then they were apparently already really famous and successful. I'm how did this happen? I don't get it.
Just because you have gone down the wrong path in your life and haven't crossed all your T's and dotted all your I's doesn't mean that the Potters couldn't have. Okay, it's all right,
I guess.
Jealousy doesn't look good on you, Jam Dog.
It's not really jealous. It's weird. It's just weird.
How could they have done all this magic and been so rich and had all this time to have these kids and been so successful? Blah 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 blah. That's you.
World renowned. But anyways, I digress.
They're the best of the best with honors.
Sure. Sure.
Some of us are Freddie Mercury. Some of us are Joseph Jammer Medina. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, okay. That's the first time anyone's, said my name in the same breath as Freddie Mercury, so I'll take it.
It'll also be the last.
That's fair.
What else? Do we have anything else? Is there anything else? Is that?
No,
there's another thing.
It.
No, that's it. Nah, that's all the
it.
Things.
No,
we did the things.
That's a Max special.
Shut it down. Max Plus? Plus Max? No? All right. Well, folks, if you like what you heard, and of course you did, do all the socials. Like, rate, comment, subscribe, share. God damn, Jammer, you're yawning on my exit?
Oh, fuck. I'm yawning away from the camera, though.
Bored
so
of
you
it.
Can hear it.
Bored.
Bored. Yeah, just bored. Just bored. Do all the socials. Like, rate, comment, subscribe, share. We would definitely appreciate it. Also, LRM and the Genreverse have other great content, but where else? On YouTube and on LRMonline.com. Folks, as always, if you like what you heard, do all this. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You've done that.
I thought I went back in time for a second.
It was fine the first time. This is why he's bored.
Folks, as always, thanks for listening. Wow. And we will catch you on the next one. Hasta lasagna.